Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Hoskinson Health Clinic announces closure amid financial struggles. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Hoskinson Health and Wellness Clinic in Gillette has announced it will close later this summer, ending what was once promoted as an ambitious effort to create a regional healthcare hub in Northeast Wyoming. In a statement released on Facebook to patients, clinic leadership said the organization is no longer financially sustainable despite years of investment, expanded specialty services, and advanced medical technology. The clinic will stop seeing patients on July 31st. The closure follows months of financial concerns and layoffs tied to the Hoskinson organization. Earlier this year, the clinic eliminated around 40 positions as leaders acknowledged the facility had grown too quickly and was operating at what they called an unsustainable rate. That came after Hoskinson Contracting and Hoskinson Concrete laid off more than 130 workers in Gillette in late 2025 following the completion of major construction projects. Hoskinson Health opened in stages beginning in 2022 and offered a wide range of specialty care and advanced medical services rarely found in rural Wyoming communities. The clinic served roughly 18 to 20,000 patients and employed more than 40 providers at its peak. Clinic officials say patients should establish care with new providers before the July closure date and request medical records transfers as soon as possible. The organization says it will continue assisting patients with prescriptions, referrals, and medical records throughout the transition. Housing and workforce shortages highlighted at Campbell County Business Meeting. Housing shortages and workforce challenges continue to top the list of concerns for Campbell County leaders and business owners. According to the Gillette News Record, during a Wyoming Business Alliance presentation last week, local officials discussed the county's economic outlook and long-term growth challenges. University of Wyoming economist David Adlon presented research showing Campbell County remains heavily dependent on the energy industry, with about 21% of local jobs tied to energy extraction. Adlon said relying so heavily on one community-based industry creates economic volatility, although he noted Wyoming has benefited from its natural resources. Housing was another major concern. Adlon projected fewer than 100 new housing permits could be issued in Campbell County over the next 3 years, far below what local leaders say is needed. Business leaders also pointed to high health insurance costs and limited access to funding as barriers for employers and entrepreneurs. Despite the concerns, local officials highlighted ongoing development efforts. Energy Capital Economic Development CEO Rusty Bell said several manufacturing companies have recently shown interest in Gillette, while new apartment projects are adding additional housing units to the market. Researchers project Campbell County's population will remain relatively stable over the next several years at around 48,000 residents. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.